This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No UK, no Dubai, no Pakistan, no Saudi Arabia. Nothing will remain. Every single thing in the universe will come to an end. After praising the King of all kings, the Master of the Day of Judgment, the One, the Only, Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mighty, and sending salutations on the Imam of the Prophets, Leader of the Prophets, the Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My brothers, my sisters, Muslims from all around the world, O Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that before the day of judgment, before Qiyamah takes place, the minor signs of the hour will take place before the major signs come, and thereafter Israfil alaihi salam, he will blow through this horn, and this horn is such that one ring of the horn is bigger than the east and west put together. This angel Israfil alayhi salam is such that his eyes are fixed on the throne of the Creator. He does not blink. Why? Fearing that he'll miss the command of Allah. And when he blows, he will give you such a blow that every single thing in the universe will come to an end. Meaning, no America, no UK, no Dubai, no Pakistan, no Saudi Arabia, nothing will remain. Every single thing in the universe will come to an end. But before this takes place, before Qiyamah takes place, the minor signs will appear. And from amongst the minor signs is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a slave girl, she will give birth to her master. Allahu Akbar. Today, as Hajar Asqalani says, that what this means is that a mother, she will give birth to a child who is disobedient, who will insult her, ridicule her, call her with the most disgusting of names. And isn't this the case today? Don't we see in the streets of Alam Rock, in Smethwick, in Luton, in London, in Derby, in Coventry, in Preston, in Manchester and Bradford, that you have children who will call their own mothers toxic, who will call their own mothers donkeys, who will call their own mothers with the most disgusting of names? Why? Because they feel that they feel cool. They feel that after watching few movies, watching Netflix and chilling, they believe that this is the trend, that I'm the man. You don't need to talk to me. I am the one who gives orders. You have daughters who will call their own mother with the most disgusting of names. This is exactly what the hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a mother, a woman, a slave girl, she will give birth to her master. A child is born. The sacrifice this mother made by bringing this child up, the nights she spent staying awake, rocking the baby, the nights she spent making sure that the baby is okay, the nights she spent in the hospital, the pain she went through when giving birth to this child. And then this child turns out to be a child that insults, ridicules, orders her mom around. Mom, do this. How many times you will come across your own children? Mom, pass me this. Mom, do this. Mom, do that. Mom, do this. Threatening their own mothers. Calling their own mothers with the worst of names. How many times we have come across these situations? A mother is crying, I do not know what to do with my child. My child insults me. He slaps me. He takes money from me. Allahu Akbar, if you fear Allah, then you, who is a disobedient child, you will stop what you are doing. You will refrain from this. Otherwise, when the destroyer of pleasures, Malak al-Maut, comes with his feet on the ground and his head in the heaven, 12 eyes, black of face, fire leaping out from his mouth, coming out from his nose with a forked iron rod, with 500 angels behind him with whips and embers made out of fire, and he puts this ember underneath your neck and he says, come out to the fire of hell with a scorching wind, scalding water, shadow of black smoke, no cool, no refreshing. If you want this to happen to you at your time when you leave this world, then you carry on calling your mom a donkey. If you want Malak al-Maut to destroy you on Qiyamah, to destroy you at the time of death, to destroy you in your grave, and angels destroying you and punishing you in your grave, do what you want. Insult your mom. Be disobedient. Call your mom a donkey. But I swear by Allah, wallahi, any individual out there who swears at his mom, who swears at her mom, Allahu Akbar, Allah the Almighty has placed a curse upon this child. And this curse will not be lifted until this child makes tawbah. And he asks Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, I have done wrong. And he makes an effort with his own mother or her own mother. That is the time the curse will be lifted. Otherwise, you will live a depressed life. By Allah, no one today, no one in the history, no one has remained uncursed. They have remained cursed until they made up with their own mother. As-Suyuti will say that the punishment of the grave, those people who are getting punished in the grave from amongst the sins, is being disobedient to the parents. And wallahi, If you want Jannah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jannah is underneath the feet of your mother. If you want the gardens of Jannah, if you want the beddings of gold in your grave, if you want the beddings of silk in your grave, if you want your grave being a place from the gardens of Jannah, if you want in your grave that a window will be open and an angel will come and he will say, this is your destination. Why? Because you were a good person. Every night, every morning, you will be shown your destination. If you want this, then you will take this pride and arrogance from your heart and you will throw it in the bin, and you will realize, and you will make sure you make an effort to be good to your mother. Why? Because Awais al-Qarni, he was a man who could have attained companionship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He writes to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, I want to come and see you. I want to be with you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, is your mother alive? Yes, she's ill. He says, look after, and she is old. Look after your mother. Be with your mother. This is the advice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to this companion, to this man. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he met Umar, he said to Umar, oh Umar, if you see Awais al-Qarni, and this was via a dream, if you see a man called Awais al-Qarni, see him. Go ask him to make dua for you, because through this man, he will make dua and thousands will enter paradise. Why? And how did he attain this status? Obeying his mom and staying obedient and being that child that will look after his own mother right till the day she died. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised this man. But if you wanna chill out and you wanna go with the flow by insulting your mother because your boys swear at your mother or their own mothers, because people out there, they don't value their mother. We are Muslims. We are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to attain Jannah, there is only one way to Jannah. And if you want to be from amongst those people who will stand and drink from the fountain of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and enter Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see Allah every Friday in Jannah, you will be good and you will obey your mother. And if you believe your mother is in the wrong, you will stay quiet. As a child, you will not say oof, you will not raise an eyebrow towards your mother. You will leave it to Allah. You as a child will obey Allah as long as she does not commit shirk and doesn't tell you to go against Islam. And I end by saying, this is a sign from amongst the signs of the Day of Judgment, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a slave girl will give birth to her master. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla the Mighty that Allah makes children from amongst those children who will obey their parents, who will be good to their parents. When they wake up in the morning, they will realize that if I want to attain Jannah, I will obey my mother. I will stay in her service. Allah Azza wa Jalla the Mighty will give you paradise in return. So till next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.